بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We'll continue our discussion about the issues of الإيمان. المرتبة الثانية من مراتب الدين. The second stage and level with regards to the stages and the levels of the deen, the stage of al-iman. And we have seen that al-iman is statement and action and creed and belief. And likewise, it increases and decreases. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen likewise that from the means or the reasons of the increase in faith and in iman, and for one's belief to become stronger and more firm, is by way of certain knowledge and sound knowledge. And this occurs by having a good understanding of many of the evidences and proofs that have come in the book and in the sunnah. And an increase in evidence. Likewise, whenever these evidences from the book and the sunnah, for example, are coupled also with evidences from the consensus of the scholars, and likewise evidences that are in accordance with the natural disposition of the human being, and the fitrah that Allah has created the people upon, and likewise these evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah as well, and this consensus are in accordance also with the sound intellect, and all of these issues, they coincide together, and a person is able to see this, then his faith, it increases in a particular issue. And we have seen the example of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above His throne, He is in the heavens high, above the creation, and He is not mixed with the creation subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is above the heavens in a manner befitting His majesty. And this is something that is established in the Quran in many ways. And we have seen that Allah, He mentioned about from His names, وَهُوَ الْعَلِي, He said that He is the most high, وَهُوَ الْلَافِي subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْأَعْلَى سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَى. And likewise Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has mentioned that He is above His throne, Ar-Rahmanu Alil Arsh Istawa. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Uhul Qahiru Fawqa Ibadi, and he is the one who is irresistible and powerful, and all, and no one can overcome Him. He is the mighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is above His slaves. And He has mentioned about His angels, Yakhafuna Rabbahum Min Fawqihim, and they fear their Lord from above them. And likewise the evidences of this issue continue. And Allah has mentioned that there are things that descend from Him, like the Quran, it has descended from Him, and the angels, they descend, and His command, it descends. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have sent down the Quran in the night of al-Qadr, and the likes like this. And likewise, Allah has mentioned ta'aruju al-malaikatu wa-ruhu ilayhi, that the angels and Ar-Ruh and Jibreel, they ascend to Him. They ascend to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has mentioned Himself that He is Al-Ali, Al-A'la, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muta'ali, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that He has mentioned as well that He is above His slaves. And He has mentioned that there are some of things that descend from Him, and there are other things that descend up to Him, that ascend up to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has mentioned that He is above the heavens, ahamintu man fis sama, and the likes like this. So there are many evidences from the Quran. And then likewise, if we increase in the sunnah, likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, he asked one of a slave girl, he says, ayn Allah, and she pointed to the heaven, she said, fis sama, He's above the heavens. And then he said, wa man ana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala anta rasulullah, faqalat anta rasulullah, she said, you are the messenger of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded her owner to free her, fa'atiqa fi innaha mu'mina, free her because she's a believer, for verily she's a believer, by affirming this. So the fact is that now, even increasing on the evidences of the Quran, likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has affirmed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the heavens, above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty, yani above the heavens, yani above the creation, above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has informed us in authentic narrations of the Isra, and that he went above the heavens and Allah spoke to him and commanded him with the prayer and the likes like this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa fil ulu, وَالْهُوَ الْعَلِيِّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, that Allah is above the heavens. All of these are evidences from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah. All of these are evidences from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah. And then likewise, even the intellect, it knows that. And likewise, the fitrah of the human being, it knows that as well. The creator of the heavens and the earth is not down here, lowly, with us. Rather, he's high. And likewise, whenever a person, he finds himself in distress, and he finds himself in need, naturally his heart goes to the heavens, and hoping for relief, and hoping for aid and support from Allah, from the Creator. This is something that is known. And whenever the people who supplicate, even those people who claim that Allah is every place, whenever they call on Allah, they raise their hands to the heavens. They don't put their hands in front of them or down low to the ground and saying Allah is everywhere, so we call on Him everywhere. Rather, their hearts and their hands, whenever they call on Allah sincerely, they yearn to the heavens because Allah is He's above the heavens. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these evidences here with this particular issue, and whenever one sees them and realizes them, this causes his faith to increase. Now, no one will ever doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above the heavens in a manner befitting His majesty. He's not inside of His creation. He's not in the lands. He's not in the air. He's not in the sky. He's not in the clouds. He's above all of that. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's not in the space. He's not on the moon. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is above the heavens in a manner befitting His majesty. And this is what He has informed us of Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what His Prophet has informed us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what Allah has ingrained in the souls and in the hearts of the human beings, likewise in the manner that He has created them from the fitrah. And the sound intellect likewise understands that, and it is very clear with regards to this issue. Likewise, to increase in the faith in this issue, there is a consensus as well from the ulama of hadith. For example, Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, rahimahullah, Abdurrahman ibn Amr, Abu Amr Al-Awza'i, he died in year 157 from the Tabi'een. He said, from the Atba' Tabi'een, excuse me. He said, Kunna wa tabi'una mutawafiruna yanaqul. إن الله عز وجل على عرشه ونؤمن بما وردت به السنة من صفاته. He said that we used to say, well, the tabi'un, they're all present and around us. We used to say that verily Allah, He is above His throne. And we believe in that which has come in the sunnah from the descriptions of His attributes. And so he's from the atba' tabi'in, from the kibar atba' tabi'in, and he is narrating to us what they would say whenever the tabi'un were around, meaning that they agreed upon that. And the tabi'un, they were upon what the companions were upon, and the companions, they were upon what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. So this is the mention of a consensus of the best generation, that they all believe that Allah is above His throne. So adding to the evidence of the Quran and the Sunnah, the evidence of the consensus of the scholars of hadith, and adding to that the evidence of the fitrah and also the aql and the sound mind, all of this is supporting the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above His creation in a manner befitting His majesty. In a manner befitting His majesty. So whenever a person sees this, his faith increases in that, and it becomes stronger and becomes firm. It becomes strong and it becomes firm. And this is the point of the affair. The discussion here is not about this particular in detail of the sifa or this attribute of al-ulu, but to establish the fact that whenever the evidences increase in a particular issue, and from the Qur'an, the more that one has from the Qur'an, and from the Sunnah, the more sound knowledge one has, and the understanding of the consensus of the scholars, and the statements of the ulama of hadith, and the statements of the reliable and firmly grounded people of knowledge, and then likewise in accordance with the fitrah and the sound mind, all of this is increasing the strength of faith in a believer's heart. And whenever the faith in the heart of a believer becomes stronger and firmer and more deeply rooted, then likewise, along with that is the fruit of actions, the fruit of the beautiful actions. They become they become greater and more plentiful, and they become better and perfected in a better manner. And likewise, staying away from the prohibitions, it becomes easier, and fewer mistakes come from that individual because of the strength of his faith. Because of the strength of his faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has clarified this issue and made a beautiful example in his book, the example of the faith and the iman in the heart of a believer. And from this example, likewise, the scholars, they have also mentioned a beautiful example. But Allah, he says about the faith of the believer, and the faith in the heart of a believer, and likewise his actions proceeding therefrom, and beautiful statements as well. Allah, he says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قد ضرب هذا المثل مثل الإيمان نعم بالشجرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has struck this example, the example of al-Iman, with the example of a tree. And he said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, Allah has struck an example of a good word. A good word, like that of a good tree. Its foundation is firm, and its branches are high into the air, and it produces its fruits at all times by the permission of its Lord. By the permission of its Lord. Ibn Rajab, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, about this beautiful example and parable in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَالْمُرَادُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ. And that which is intended by the word, the kalima, or the word in this verse. Allah has made the example of a good word. He said, كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ. It is the statement of التَّوْحِيدِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Which is the foundation of al-Iman. Muhammadur Rasulullah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Muhammadur Rasulullah. The belief in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. The first of all of the affairs of Iman is to believe in Allah, and that belief, from that proceeds the rest of the belief. Naam, and this is like what Allah has mentioned, kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa rusulihi. Naam, and until the end of the verse, that all of them, they believe in Allah and his messengers, and his angels and his messengers and his books in this manner. And so the Quran, there are Allah's angels, and they're Allah's messengers, and they're Allah's books that he has revealed. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the last day, the meeting is with Allah. So Allah is the foundation, but the belief in Allah is the foundation for this affair. Is the foundation for this affair. So what is intended by the statement, the good word in this verse that is resembled to a good tree? Kalimatu tawheed. And he says, what is intended? Wa muradu bi asliha. At-tawheed al-thabit fil qulub. And the foundation, it's found, the example of the good word, yani the statement, la ilaha illallah, iman, sincere faith, the statement of at-tawheed, and then what is intended by it, its foundation being firm, is the foundation of that tawheed being firm in the heart of a believer. وَأُقُولُهَا, he says, يعني وَفَرْوَهَا أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْوَهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُقُولَهَا, giving and producing its fruits at all times by the permission of its Lord. He says, وَأُقُولُهَا هُوَ الْأَعْمَالُ الصَّالِحَةُ النَّاشِئَةُ مِنْهُ. And the fruits that are being referred to, the fruits of the tree, these are the righteous actions that proceed from the foundation. So a tree, it has roots, and it has a foundation, the trunk. And then from the trunk are branches, many different branches that proceed. And we have seen that the Prophet, he mentioned that Iman, it has branches. It has branches, the same similar issue here. But those branches, what do they stem from? They stem from the foundation. أَعْلَاهَا أَوْ أَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ. The best of that is, and the highest of that is a statement, لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ. That's the foundation, الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ. And then from that proceed the branches, and from that the fruits that come from them, and the likes like this. These are the righteous actions and the beautiful statements and beneficial statements, and likewise the ability to leave off the haram and the impermissible out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ibn Rajab, he mentioned as well, rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is from his book Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam. and the explanation of the 50 hadith, yani 42 hadith of An-Nawawi, which is known as the 40 hadith, but actually they're 42, and he added 8, rahimahullah, to complete them. And he mentioned in this work that he has written, and he has explained those 40 hadith, or 42 hadith of An-Nawawi, and added 8, and explained all of them, rahimahullah, in this book. And he says, قَدْ ضَرَبَ الْعُلَمَاءُ مَثَلَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَثَلِ شَجَرَةٍ لَهَا أَصْلٌ وَفُرُوءٌ وَشُعَبٌ. That likewise, the ulama, they have made this example as well in order to understand the reality of al-iman, yani in the heart of a believer. And that is that they have made the example of a tree, and it has a foundation, and it has branches, and the likes. فَاسْمُ الشَّجَرَةِ يَشْمَرُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ. And this is to affirm the affair again, and to make it stronger, that we understand that iman is faith, and in the heart, it is a belief in the heart, as well as actions and statements, and also leaving off the impermissible. And from those actions, there are actions of performing the obligations and the actions of obedience, as well as staying away from that which is haram. And the actions of the heart likewise, and the creed in the heart and the belief in the heart, as well as the actions of the heart, all of this is from iman, and the beautiful statements as well. And refraining from making the evil and the foul and vulgar statements, all of this is from al-iman. All of this is from al-iman. So the tree, for example, it has branches, it has leaves, and it has fruits, and the likes like this. And all of this is considered the tree. All of this is considered from the tree. So the tree has a foundation, it has roots, it has trunk, it has a trunk, and it has branches that stem out. And whenever one sees this, all of this is considered a tree. All of this is considered a tree. And if one of those branches were to come off, or to break off, or to wither and to become weak and die, but the tree is still standing, this is still a tree. This is his point. He says, فَاسْمُ الشَّجَرَةِ يَشْمَرُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ وَلَوْ زَالَ شَيْءٌ مِّن شُعَبِهَا وَفُرُوعِهَا لَمْ يَزَلْ أَنْهَا إِسْمُ الشَّجَرَةِ. So even if some of the branches of the tree, a regular tree, it has a tree, it includes branches and leaves and the likes, even if some of these branches were to fall off, then the name tree does not go away. It's still a tree. And it's still a kid, whether it has its branches fully and flourishing, and its leaves green and beautiful, producing flowers or fruits and the likes like that, whether it's like that, or whether it has some of its branches are withered away, or some of its branches have been broken off, or the likes like this, it's still considered a tree, whether it's fully flourished and blooming, or whether it has some parts that are withered and weak, or some of it is strong and other branches have been broken, and it's still considered a tree. It's still considered a tree. It's still considered a tree. Excuse me. So he says, "Lam yazal anha ismu shajara." The name of tree, or being the fact that it's considered a tree, is not taken from it because of the weakness of some of its branches. So innama yuqal hiya shajaratun naqisa. The only thing that you would say about this is that it's a deficient tree, or it's a tree that has some weakness and deficiency. Aw ghayruha atammu minha. Or you would say the tree is, you will call it a deficient tree, or a tree that is weak or has some deficiencies in it. Or you would say that actually the tree is okay, but there are other trees that are better than that tree. There are other trees that are better and more thriving and beneficial and fruitful than that tree. So like this is the reality of al-iman. So long as the foundation of al-iman is there, then it's not removed if some of the branches fall off. If some of the branches fall off, as long as those branches are not from that which the iman is removed by way of. Because we have to remember that there are things with regards to al-iman. There are نواقض والنواقص. الإيمان له نواقض وله نواقص. يعني هناك أمور تنقض الإيمان من أصله عياذا بالله. There are affairs that will, the iman, it has نواقض, it has invalidators. So there are affairs that will invalidate the iman entirely if one were to perform it عياذا بالله, from actions or from statements or beliefs. And that will invalidate the iman entirely. For example, by denying one of these, the pillars of iman, by disbelieving in the angels, he said he believed in Allah, he believed in the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of the messengers in the last day, but he didn't believe in angels, iyadhan billah, the iman would go away entirely. Entirely. هذه العقيلة الفاسدة تنفض الإيمان من أصله. It would invalidate the iman from its foundation. Or if a person, for example, were to curse Allah, or to curse the deen, This is a statement of kufr, and iman, it goes away with that. Iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. Or from the actions that we have seen, likewise, if a person were to leave the prayer, and he didn't pray, with no excuse, naam, likewise, the iman, it goes away entirely with that action. Iyadhan billah. But then there are other affairs that do not uproot the tree of iman from the heart of a believer, but rather it causes some of the branches to become weak or deficient. And from them, these are called nawaqis. So iman, it has nawaqid, invalidators, that uproot the faith from its origin and foundation and cause a person to leave iman, iyadhan billah, entirely and become a disbeliever. And then there are other affairs that are dangerous to the iman as well, but not to that severity. And they are called affairs allati tunqisu al-iman, وَتُضْعِفُهُ تُخِلُّ بِهِ. Affairs that cause the iman to become deficient and weaken it. Naam, like not performing the obligations in a manner that is required, or not performing the obligations, for example, like zakat, or the likes like this, or falling into prohibitions like disobeying the parents or talking back to the parents. All of these affairs, these are affairs that bring a deficiency to the faith. They bring a deficiency to the iman, because these are from the obligations of al-iman. So, but the fact here is that the point, just like a tree, if some of its branches wither away and die, or are breaking off, or broken off entirely, or are cracked and split, and the likes, as long as the foundation of the tree is alive and is still there, then the tree is still a tree and is still standing. So likewise, the faith in the heart of a believer, so long as the foundation is there and not harmed, the foundation is there and it's not harmed, then if some of the branches of faith become weak or deficient, then he's still a believer. So this is a very beautiful example that the ulama, they have made, and that Ibn Rajab had mentioned with regards to that, yani that just because some of the branches of faith have not been fulfilled or are weak or they're not present whatsoever or there's deficiency in them, it doesn't mean that the foundation of faith is stripped from the heart of that believer. So this is the issue that we understand with regards to the creed of Ahl Sunnah, that iman, it increases and decreases. So the people of the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, they have believed that whoever does a major sin, then his iman goes away entirely. And this is a foul mistake, causing them to shed the blood of the Muslims and to declare the Muslims disbelievers without right and to cause much chaos in the land. And likewise, on the other hand, the Murji'ah, they also have deviated in this affair, and they have claimed that it doesn't matter what you do from the actions, you can one can sin as he likes, as long as he says he believes, then he has the faith of Jibreel and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the faith of Jibreel alayhi salam. So, and this has caused many people to fall into great sin and transgression and following desires and whims and the likes like this, and all of this is misguidance. So iman, it can be strong and it can be weakened, and it can go away. It can be strong, it can be complete, it can be fulfilled, and even it can even be high and firm and beneficial, and also it can be weakened, and it can be weakened, and it can be weakened until the iman will go away entirely. Iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. So we have to remember that there are affairs that will take the iman from its origin, from its foundation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said with regards to this, وَمَن يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever disbelieves in al-iman, and in some of the affairs of al-iman that is obligatory, and from the foundations, whoever disbelieves in al-iman, فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ, then verily all of his deeds have been invalidated. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in hereafter he will be from the losers. This is like from those who curse the deen, or from those who mock the deen. They make jokes about the deen, or the affairs of the deen, or they make jokes about the hijab, or they make jokes about anything that's related to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they joke that and mock that. This is disbelief. This is disbelief, and this wipes out the faith from the heart of a believer. Iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. Iyadhan billah. And then there are other things that will they don't wipe the deen out, take the iman away from the heart entirely, but rather they just cause it to be deficient. And this is like what has been referred to in that hadith that we have mentioned before, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. that the one who commits fornication, he's not considered a mu'min while he commits fornication, meaning that his faith has been weakened, and the obligation of iman has been corrupted, and he still has the faith, but it has become weak and deficient. So this person wouldn't be considered a mu'min, meaning somebody who has complete faith, but rather he would be considered mu'minun naqisul iman, a believer who has weakened his faith, or he would be called a Muslim, or he would be called a Muslim, not a mu'min, and not a believer, meaning with reference to the strong, complete faith of iman. Or he would be considered, as some of the ulama, they mention, mu'minun bi imanihi fasiqun bi kabiratihi, that he's a believer because of his faith, but he also is corrupt and evil person because of his sin, or his major sin. Or also they call them al-fasiq al-milli, somebody who is a fasiq and corrupt evil person, or a sinner, but he's from the deen, he's from al-Islam, and he's a Muslim. So the issue here is that a Muslim can fall into sin, and a Muslim can commit major sins and major crimes, and still be considered a Muslim, although his faith will be deficient, and this is a deficiency in his iman and his tawheed and his shahada. But some of these actions, the one who commits them, that they will not take him entirely out of the deen, and this is something that should be known. And then this will be a means to help a believer to protect his faith and to not fall into deviation and to not fall into the impermissible actions that will cause his iman to become deficient. Because whenever the iman is strong, it is like a shield for a believer, and it is a means for a protection for a believer from the anger of Allah and from his punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a means for guidance, and it's a means for goodness and barakah and blessing in this life. And whenever it becomes deficient, then likewise the fruits of that also are affected, the fruits of al-iman also affected. So whenever a person, he has a garment on, the garment benefits him. Or if he has a shield, for example, it's strong and it benefits him. But if the garment becomes ripped, or if the shield becomes weak, then, for example, if the garment becomes ripped, then maybe some heat will come through, or some cold will come through, or the likes like this, or it will be a means, once it becomes ripped, now it's hard to patch back. And maybe it will rip, and the rip will become bigger. Or, for example, if someone has a shield in a battle, and the shield becomes also weak, and then soon, if the shield is strong, then the arrows will bounce off, and the strikes of the weapons will bounce off and be reflected. But if the shield becomes weak, then eventually the arrows will pierce. And then whenever it becomes very weak, the more weak that shield becomes, the more danger will happen to the body. Likewise, the iman is like this. The iman is like this for a believer. The taqwa and the piety and the righteousness in the heart of a believer is like this. And it will protect him from the anger of Allah, from his punishment. But if it becomes weak, then the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal may come to him. And because of a weakness in his faith. Because of a weakness in his faith. Now, so the issue of al-iman is a very important issue. And it is an affair that Allah has mentioned that based upon that, there will be entrance into the paradise and pleasure from Allah Azza wa Jal and mercy from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there will be humiliation in the fire and anger from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And based upon the faith, those who are righteous, they will have honor and nobility in this life. Those who are strong in their faith and they perform the actions pleasing to Allah, based upon that faith, then they have the pleasure of Allah and His honor. وَأَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةُ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ. Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned, the greatest honor is for one to be steadfast upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, upon the path of iman and righteous actions. أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةُ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةُ. نَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنْ يُثَبِّتَنَا جَمِيعًا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى وَأَنْ يُفَقِّهَنَا فِي الدِّينِ وَأَنْ يُبَصِّرَنَا فِيهِ إنه جبار كريم. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.